I have a canoe on Lake of the Isles that I store there, and so I spend a lot of time, as much as I can, you know, on that chain of lakes, Cedar Lake, Lake of the Isles, and Lake Calhoun. And when I had taken friends with me canoeing, you know, we would be talking, and I would always notice how my voice would carry when we were under these bridges. We sing mostly in concert halls or in churches, and this is actually under the bridge, the Lake Street Bridge, between Lake Calhoun and the little lagoon that connects Lake Calhoun to Lake of the Isles. It has a really beautiful curve. It's almost like a half circle, and you can get a really interesting resonance from singing toward that curve. You know, a concert hall is supposed to be silent until you make music, but here you're interacting with the sound of the water lapping up against the side of the bridge. You're interacting with, literally, with people who are walking through or the bikers, and I think that added level of interaction, especially for a group like Contus, because we're a collaborative ensemble, so everything we do is together. So having the public and the space and just the noise of the city be part of that experience was really fascinating.
Let's do some call and response, though.
Yeah.
We, as nine guys, like to have a good time. And some people might even say we like to fool around. So the idea was, let's put you guys at separate ends of this huge long bridge and just see acoustically what happens. So we started, and you know, it sort of started to feel a little bit like a contest, maybe. But you know, hearing some of the sounds, it's really fascinating, some of the timbres that emerge from that, because we had, in the mix of it, we had no idea what it was going to sound like. I think being in a space where the expectation is almost whimsical over some sort of structured concert experience, it makes you feel like you can be a little bit more daring with what you sing. Maybe you'll try something that you wouldn't in a concert hall, and being in a unique environment only aids that. Water and lakes are so important to the geography, to the topography of Minnesota, but also to the identity. There's nothing better living in the uptown area than that first 50-degree day in the spring when you go down to Lake Calhoun and it's like an expressway. You know, people are so excited for that warm weather, and there are people biking and rollerblading and walking and canoeing and kayaking if the ice has thawed enough for those water activities. And so, since many of these sonic spaces that we visited were outside, I feel like it really connects us to that part of the Minnesota tradition of really enjoying the outdoors. I'm Aaron Humble. I'm a tenor with the vocal ensemble Contus.